KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a warm summer afternoon, a big, fat, brown dragonfly zips along the shore of a pond. It's a four-spotted skimmer, the Alaska state insect. It seems to be chasing bugs for food, but it's actually after other dragonflies, specifically other four-spotted skimmers, females in particular. This male skimmer is interested in mating. The four-spotted skimmer is one of about 30 species of dragonflies in Alaska. Dragonflies are found throughout the state and range from small, delicate...
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's face-to-face with his guest today, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, took a wildly unexpected turn today in the Oval Office. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben explains.
While the Oval Office meeting began cordially, it grew hostile when Trump repeated false claims of white genocide. At one point, Trump paused the meeting to show the room a 4.5-minute video promoting the idea that white South African farmers are being targeted.
I must tell you, Mr. President, we have had a tremendous number of people, especially since they've seen this. Generally, they're white farmers, and they're fleeing South Africa, and it's a very sad thing to see.
South African President Ramaphosa pushed back against Trump's claims, also stressing that he wanted to, quote, reset the relationship between the United States and South Africa. It wasn't the only topic that angered the president. Trump also repeatedly insulted a reporter from NBC when he asked the president about his administration's accepting a luxury airplane as a gift from Qatar. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
As we've just heard, the U.S. has officially accepted a Boeing 747 luxury jetliner worth several hundred million dollars, a gift from the Qatari government. According to an Air Force spokesperson who says it's been tasked to upgrade it to be used as a new Air Force One to carry President Trump. Here's NPR's Kat Lonsdorf.
The spokesperson told NPR that the Department of Defense had instructed the Air Force to, quote, award a contract to modify a Boeing 747 aircraft for an executive airlift, saying further details are classified. They spoke on the condition of anonymity as they weren't authorized to speak publicly. Trump has suggested the plane could be converted quickly for use as a new Air Force One, but experts say it will likely require significant upgrades to meet the high security and communications requirements, work that could take several years and cost anywhere from several hundred million to $1 billion. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly has died. He had cancer. The Democrat is being remembered as a public servant who fought for the disadvantaged and voiceless. In a statement on X this morning, his family discloses that they were with him when he passed away peacefully at his home this morning. Connolly was 75 years old. Major market indices have closed down 1.4% to nearly 2%. NPR's Scott Horsley reports stocks slumped as bond yields rose.
Investors are getting jumpy as House lawmakers move closer to passing a tax cut and spending bill that threatens to add trillions of dollars to the federal debt over the next decade. Policymakers' indifference to rising debt levels have already cost the government its AAA bond rating. Bondholders are demanding higher returns, and that means both the government and private borrowers will have to pay higher interest rates. Markets have also been rattled by lackluster retail results, suggesting U.S. consumers are growing cautious about spending money. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. There's a new face at the top of the Billboard albums chart, and it's wearing a mask. NPR's Stephen Thompson has a story.
The English hard rock band Sleep Token debuts on this week's Billboard 200 at number one. Even in Arcadia is the band's first chart topper, and all 10 of its songs have landed on Billboard's Hot 100 singles chart. It's a remarkable feat for a band that has remained a mystery. Secrecy surrounds the true identity of its members, who wear masks and have constructed elaborate lore around Sleep Token's backstory. It's also, coincidentally enough, the second time this month that a mask-clad hard rock band has entered the album chart at number one. Just 2 weeks ago, the Swedish band Ghost did exactly the same thing. Stephen Thompson, NPR News.
The Philadelphia Eagles says, push on, heralding on X that their signature play, the Tush Push, survived an attempted ban that was put to a vote at an owners' meeting in Minneapolis today. NPR's Josh Snyder has more on the play.
It's a variation on the quarterback sneak, in which players line up behind the quarterback in order to help muscle him forward in short yardage situations. The play is also known as the brotherly shove, after the Philadelphia Eagles began using it successfully in recent years and helped them win this year's Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers submitted the proposal to ban the play, citing in part player safety.
NPR's Giles Snyder. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed down more than 800 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, a romantic comedy about a woman who dreams of becoming a writer and experiencing true love while attending a Jane Austen writer's residency. Opens in select cities Friday.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. And Thursday, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 40 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 after midnight, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southwest winds 20 knots, becoming northwest 30 in the afternoon, seas 3 feet, building to 8 in the afternoon with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 after midnight, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 40 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 after midnight, seas 10 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain likely before 10 a.m., then showers likely mainly between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Cloudy with highs near 44. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers mainly before 1 a.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with lows near 39. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. And Thursday, isolated showers before 7 a.m., then isolated showers after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with highs near 44. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a low tide at 4:03 a.m. at 2 feet 9 inches, a high at 9:23 a.m. at 5 feet 1 inch, a low at 4:01 p.m. at 9 inches, and a high tonight at 10:54 at 6 feet 1 inch. Your sun rose at 6:21 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:56, giving us 16 hours and 35 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
With phone electric. don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker.
Just stop. my trousers to the queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy, are hurting. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. Such a sad thing. And when I'm gone,
and I'm back on the beat.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This special will be on Sandpoint School's Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy William Tripp was born September 5th, 2006 in Anchorage, Alaska. He is described by his parents as being handsome and athletic, and he is described as a smart and talented student. His favorite memory of high school was regionals in New Stew. The best advice he has for a successful high school career is to focus on getting good grades. Rowdy would like to thank Amy Eubank for always helping fundraising for all the activities throughout the years. He plans to go fishing after he graduates and attend college in the fall. Rowdy Tripp, we're proud of you, and on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
4 a.m. Monday through Friday for Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program airing on over 225 stations in North America. The program is hosted by award-winning journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez and produced out of the Downtown Community Television Center, a community media center in New York City's Chinatown.
and sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if the sea are wrong. Well, it's all right, sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right, every day is judgment day.
Maybe somewhere down the road away, you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that. And it don't matter if you're by my side, I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live.
We'll be right back. Station, 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 station. to move.